become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller this week. Amazing. Steve Voss recorded that, I believe, I can stand corrected, 1998. True then, true today.
Definitely. Freedom is not free.
No, it's not. And those who speak about freedom issues, yes. Well, I won't get into it. Long story. I won't burden you with it. But those who work to get out the truth, we don't do it for free either. Well, it costs money.
It costs blood.
and
careers, it costs lives.
And you've got to put big bullseyes on your chest. I mean,
I mentioned this to my legal friends and my military friends. They said, Deagle, and this includes Special Force and Delta, which I taught the course 3 years ago to the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and Bioterrorism, and we had special op at Delta, and I spent the next 3 days kind of trading stories with all our top guys.
Yep.
And they said, I don't understand why you're alive, Deagle. And I said, well, the reason why I'm alive is because I guess I'm more dangerous dead than alive. Because the reason is, if people start to believe you, it's pretty hard to argue with a dead man.
And you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to answer it, but...
Right.
Ever since you've come out and you've spoken, now how much has it cost you personally?
A lot.
You want to
a
put
lot.
In?
It's I've taken lots of criticism, but guess what? There comes a time in your life when you realize, and you reach that point, and I'm sure it happened when people were fighting in wars, and this is the time when people either cut and run or they face the facts.
Yeah.
And like one of my CIA friends said, you know, you can die fast or you can die slow. But you're going to die.
Yeah, well,
And the fact is, I'm not going to die knowing that my children are going to have a chip in them, or my friends, or my nation, and the Constitution of the United States, which I consider the greatest nation that was ever on Earth, being destroyed by a bunch of maniacs. And the military people that I know are enraged over this. We're talking about hardened military people have just reached the point where they say, and there's a large number that have said, you know, enough's enough. We know this the entire thing is a scam. They're sending our boys in without steel and trucks, without proper equipment, and they're even putting DU now in hand munitions, as if we need DU to get against the Iraqis. How ridiculous.
I know. It is.
How ridiculous.
Nice. Yeah.
We've salted now. The first Gulf War had 1 million grams of depleted uranium in the 50-millimeter shells. In the war in Afghanistan, it's 3 to 4 million grams. And the war in Iraq is between 5 and 7 million grams. And the persistence is 5 to 6,000 years for the half-life. So it's going to stay around for tens of millions of years. It causes genotoxic effects of the children and generations forever. It kind of deforms the people when they come back, like this young sergeant that was over in the Gulf, and he died the day after Christmas because... He walked, went down in a tank, he was a medic, and came back out. He had 5 or 6 breaths when a blue shell hit the inside, bounced around, and there was enough to feed uranium vapors. He just went home, shriveled up, and died the day after Christmas.
Our guest, William Deagle, will be taking your calls after this. John, Richard, Tony, Will, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back with our guest.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Dr. William Deagle's our guest. I forgot to ask you, I think you mentioned it to me, you're currently building a website. Do you have a website?
Well, I have one for my functional medicine, which basically covers regular medicine and advanced, preventive, molecular, and nutritional medicine, which I've done for a long time. So I have articles like on depleted uranium, how to deal with it. I've got articles on bioidentical hormone replacement, antioxidants so you can survive chemotherapy and won't go into heart failure, which, of course, because most of the chemo is toxic to your heart muscle. And I also have some controversial articles, mainly on things like depleted uranium and mercury and vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm also going to build another website, which is going to include a lot of other things, probably in a couple months. Most of the time, I post articles wherever they'll go. Alex Jones has some. I've sent them over to Pastor Butch Pa.
Right.
I'll post them on your site anywhere. And I want people to go and research it themselves.
Right.
Let them be their own debunker. Let them be skeptical. Be skeptical of the media. But once they get enough pieces from myself and hundreds of other people, then they need to start taking action. They can't just look at it or be entertained by this. This is right in our face, and it's going to be worse than Nazi Germany or communist Russia. They have to understand they're turning us into, like Alex says and many others, it's turning into a prison planet.
I always wondered where he got that term from. Let's get to some of the callers here, Dr. Deagle. We got John in Minnesota. Hey, John.
Great.
Hi, John.
Doctor, you've dealt with these various military people and maybe some of the senators and representatives and so on. I got one question for you. Are they capable of cogent thought?
I think most of them are either frightened or bought off.
Don't they understand that they cannot be allowed to live, nor their families, nor their acquaintances?
Don't they understand this? Yeah, and that's a wonderful point you brought up there. And this is something that I think the people don't understand. The top police officers, the top people who have sold out in the government and the military, are the first to be snuffed.
They have to be.
They have to be because they can let it out. Just like, give you a really good example of a topic that's been brought up by many different people, including George Norrie, Alex Jones, many other broadcasters in Liberty, is the missing biologist. Now, I did bacteriology research before I went into medicine back in the early 70s, and the guy that I trained under worked at Rutgers campus on a Class 4 installation making the T-virus for the so-called defensive maneuvers of the U.S. military. Well, all these biologists dying tells me, reading between the lines, that they've got nasty things that they want to release on us. And they want to make sure that anybody who could release this information isn't around to tell anybody or give them technical facts so they'll actually believe it.
Or are able to develop a means of fighting it.
Of counteracting it, exactly.
So, yeah, I've watched a number of scientists they've killed off, recent microbiologists, and I've got to believe that their next major attack has to be in this area.
Well, let's put it this way. I have taught the course of bioterrorism because I was a point man for John Hughes, who didn't know anything about infectious disease. So when we were talking about it with the FBI and CDC back in the late 90s, I was their point man. I know what they were doing in the simulations on 17th Avenue and over at the Performing Arts Center and what they did on the supercomputer up in Boulder, the weather computer. We were doing simulations. Guess what? This is not just the Keystone Cops. It goes beyond that by orders of magnitude.
Well, I don't think that people understand the level of viciousness of these miscreants at the top of this thing.
No, this makes any administration of any government in the history of the earth, going right back to King Nebuchadnezzar in ancient Babylon, make them all look like kindergartners.
Well, and the sad part of this is you take people like George Bush. He's just dancing on the strings.
Of course, that's why, as I mentioned earlier, in 1993, things happened during Clinton. It doesn't matter.
No.
Which side of the belly of the snake you happen to reside, the Republican side or the Democratic side. It's the same snake.
It's the same snake, and that's exactly the point. Well, doctor, this is the part that you know, I'm a scientist. And to me, numbers have to add up.
Exactly.
And the thing that troubles me is there are plenty of people out there that know about this. Why aren't they doing something? Because they're dead man walking.
Right. Well,
I know I've had a target on my chest for years. So what?
Exactly. And
all they can do is send me home. Big deal.
Exactly. But the thing is, I can tell you right now, they're about to do something. What this FBI director told me, he will bring in martial law. I have personally seen internment camps.
Yeah.
I can tell you they're not imaginary.
Well,
they have underground facilities, they have
a means of getting rid of all of these bodies and so on.
They have incinerators.
Well, right. You can't have that contamination laying around.
Exactly. They have the capacity.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
Go look at it yourself. They have ordered billions of body bags just last year. Now, why would you need millions of body bags?
For millions of people, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I figure the number.
They ordered them. I mean, you can go back and check. Type in your Google search, U.S. government orders millions of body bags. And you're going to say, oh, my God, somebody ordered millions of body bags. Like, for what?
Millions of people.
Well, maybe they thought a tsunami was coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. We got Richard from Alabama. Hey, Richard. Richard?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're up, brother.
Ask your question. It's your turn.
Yeah. What is the evidence that flight 11, 175, 93, and 77 actually left the ground? Because I have an alternative theory in my mind.
Well, what I've been told, and this is, again, the latest, and again, none of us has all theory, but we have so many smoking guns and inconsistencies, we know that what they tell us never happened. But what I've been told is that, from very high sources, including Colonel Don de Grandpre, is that those airplanes, the people who were doing the simulations, had done other simulations elsewhere in the country and so-called taking over jets.
Yeah.
And the so-called agents that were, you know, sussing up in the strip bar the night before,
yep,
and were on those planes, had no clue that they were going to be nerve-gassed and remotely flown into those buildings by a system called Global Hawk that could fly those into the buildings. Now, my guess is the Pentagon was not even hit by them, because it's a big problem when you don't have pieces of large aircraft lying around after you've got a very small hole. So that plane probably ended up somewhere in the ocean. But we know the other jets went into the buildings. There were just also some very other strange things, like pods under the bodies and so on. One thing we do know is that jet aircraft would not take down those towers. Those towers were brought down by controlled detonations, which would have taken months. And I asked the munitions expert how long it would have taken to put the munitions inside just the Murrah building. And he said, probably 4 to 6 weeks minimum to get inside the right panels and to figure out how to implode the center of the building milliseconds before the outside, so it would collapse in upon itself, right? So you can imagine towers as big as the two trade towers. That could have taken months and months. And they had a time, so with the exact morning, NORAD stood down. And you can look at the video clip that Alex Jones on his site, and he asked Michael Moore, "Now, why didn't you, Michael, put the clip in your 9/11 Fahrenheit 9/11 expose that NORAD stood down?" That was the one question Alex asked, and it was a very good question, because you can say a lot of other things happened. We didn't know the terrorists are coming, but you can't have a guy on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan make our NORAD stand down for 2.5 hours.
All right, now, listen,
yeah.
I have a much simpler explanation of how they did it.
How they did
it? They had three overlapping exercises, counter-hijacking exercises, simulations.
Oh, of course they did. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I was even told it myself back in March 1 of 2001 that they were having simulations and were going to have more.
That's right. And the blips that everybody was following on their radar scopes were simulations. And the conversations that they were listening to were part of the realism in the exercise. And the reason no interceptors were launched was that they believed that this was a simulated counter-hijacking exercise. And since it was only a simulation, all they had to launch was simulated interceptors.
Absolutely.
And
I agree entirely. That's what I was told by Colonel Don de Grandpre and numerous other people, that a lot of the people who weren't in the, quote, know, thought it was a simulation, so they didn't do any actual launching. It was all, well, this is a war game kind of thing, and we're doing
right. Now, my theory is that the people on the airplanes were towed to a hangar, the people were taken out and murdered, and then the airplanes were repainted, and I bet they're flying somewhere overseas and already sold to somebody else.
Well,
and I don't think Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville. I think there was something else, because they never did find any identifiable large part of Flight 93 at Shanksville.
Well,
it could have been simulated.
You're right. There's lots of questions to ask. But one thing we do know is what they told us couldn't possibly have happened.
Richard,
thanks
for the call, Richard. We'll take a short break. We'll be back. We'll pick up Tony, Jim, and Joanna, a lot more, when we return.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, the fighting will be close at hand. Oh, no. My guest, Dr. William Deagle, and we got Tony from Michigan. Hey, Tony.
Good day.
Good Tony. Day, sir.
We're ready for your question, Tony.
Tony from Michigan.
Oh, hello.
There you
can
are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was saying hi, but... Got to get the board operator to move a little faster there. a couple of things. One, Dr. Deagle, I understand, and Robbie, it's good to hear you on Republic, because you were one of the first ones that back in 97, 98, I bought a shortwave at a garage sale and heard you and John and Mark and others and said to myself, this can't be right. But I've always been one to say, well, I've got to find out for myself. And I did the research, and thank my Lord above that I did, because you were right. But even further back, you know, this has been going on for years and years. I mean, 1965, my mother, confused, Yes, she was. She was murdered in Alabama in 1965 during the Civil Rights Movement. The only woman, they say the only white woman. She was the only woman ever murdered, Viola Liuzzo. And some years later, when I became a man, found that things couldn't be the way they said, and did my research. And it proved, you know, I proved who murdered her and how it happened, and the government was there. And they were involved in it. And they've been doing this to gain their political ways, to move the country forward however they want, irregardless of who they kill or who they maim or what they do. And people have to understand that it's not just now. It's not. They've culminated to the point to where we're at. I mean, a few years ago, I filled in for Mark Kornke when he was put in jail on the intelligence report back on Genesis, and did that for quite a few months. But being under the target is okay. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to get the hits. You're going to take the heat. But that's okay. It's okay, because if we don't do it, the other alternative is death. I mean, total death and destruction. We've already lost this nation. Dr. Deagle, I don't know if you agree with me, or you, Robbie, but I think personally we've lost the Bill of Declaration of Independence. We've lost the Constitution. We have lost the country as we know it.
Well, with the passage of the latest Patriot Act, that's it.
Well, yeah, that's we had, you know, we did a documentary on my mother's death. The woman who came up to do it was an Academy Award-winning director, and she said, you know, the first words were not, "Hi, nice to meet you," not anything like that, but it was, "Well, we've heard that you're a conspiracy theorist." And, you know, that was okay, because I said, "Well, you can tell me that after I show you the evidence." And when I showed her the evidence and all the evidence that I had, she just looked at me, she shook her head, she said, "Well, why do people deem you a conspiracy theorist? Because if you have the truth, the way that they can nullify the truth in the minds of the public that sit and watch the boob tube and get mesmerized and hypnotized by the mainstream, is that anybody they deem a conspiracy theorist must be a nut, and it's got to be wacko, so they don't believe it."
I'm going to bust you with a new term. It's called conspiracy realist.
Well, yeah, thank you. That's it. And she totally changed the documentary on my mother from the typical quote unquote civil rights, right, to what it really was. I mean, she was a woman who just loved her country. She raised me to understand what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution be. She may have been confused on a lot, and there's no doubt she was misled, I think. But by God, she taught me about my Lord. She taught me about this country, and she taught me what it was to be a man, not to be what they want to call men nowadays, that'll put on the panties and kowtow and bow down and everything else, so they can go along with the thing, with the flow. But Dr. Deagle, what you're doing, I've heard you on Butch Paul, I've heard you on a lot of other shows, and I just want to thank you, because it takes more, and people don't understand. They don't understand. I mean, I've lost my home. I've lost everything else. That's okay, because my Lord has given me another place, and it's worked out even better.
Well, but, you know, the thing is, we've got to be ready to pay the price, or it won't be fit to live.
Well, that's right, because it wouldn't be fit to live had I not done what I've done in my life. And, I mean, you know, I would go to apply for a job, and they would tell me outright, straight up, "Well, if we hire you, the FBI might be shooting bullets through our windows." I mean, straight up. And then laugh about it. Like, "Oh, it was a joke. We didn't really mean that. You're overqualified. Thanks. Goodbye."
And, right.
But when you attack the United States government for what you believe, you know, people get hurt. And it's not a movie out there.
Well, this latest Patriot Act.
Yeah, it's not a movie with a happy
conspiracy theorist. Makes you guilty as a terrorist.
Yep. Thanks, Tony. Dr. Bill Deagle is our guest. Call in number 800-313-9443. We'll take a short break. Come back and we'll pick up Jim and Joanna on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I've always wanted to say this. We number one on Shoutcast. Although, if you go to Shoutcast, you won't see us as number one. One time, yours truly gets to number one on anything, and the computer system fails. Anyway, Dr. Deagle, we are number one as far as internet listeners are concerned in the nation. I wonder why.
No, I'm not. Well, I hope I'm going to ask the public to do one thing. Listen, investigate, pray, and then act. Don't just get entertained by all of this. This is very, very real, very scary, and they better take action.
Yeah, well, true words I couldn't elaborate on. Let's go back to the callers. We got Jim. Thanks for holding. We got Jim from Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Robbie. God bless.
You too, brother.
Had a comment and a question for the doctor. Comment number one is God bless the cause today.
Amen.
I went to meet in a perfect stranger today that I'd met through my work. I was giving him some evidence to help in a fight against the automotive industry for a wrongful death on his wife by an airbag. And while I was there giving him info in a citizen's rights handbook, there happened to be a monthly luncheon of retired Navy personnel. So I met 26 Navy personnel and spoke to them and their president and gave them RBN bumper stickers and the citizens' rule handbooks that I'd picked up at RBN when I went by over the weekend. And at least 10 of them expressed extreme interest. All of them were mildly curious, and they're going to start talking about those things. I also had Bill of Rights Defense Commission paperwork with me, so they've got that in their hands. They're going to help get a hold of our local guy to try to get the Anti-Patriot Act legislation done. So I was blessed while I was there not to just reach one person, but 27 for the cause. And since they're retired military, they can get out to all their friends. We'll get it out to all their friends. So we're making some progress.
Awesome.
The other comment I had was, I believe it was Corinthians 2:4-4, where it says the blinders were actually chosen by God for these people. So if they don't wake up, they're not meant to. And it's not the devil doing it. It's God. They have fallen to the wicked ways, just like this country, forgetting about God, thinking we're sovereign and great and mighty on our own, and that's where it's going to fall.
Absolutely.
The question I had for you, Doctor, was, it was just made available for public information last year, but do you know much about health staff?
It's called health staff?
I worked at a White Sands missile range in the
mid-90s. Tell me about it.
High energy laser strategic targeting and firing system. It's part of the IBM satellites are up there for our...
Yeah, I know about that, actually. Yeah.
We could take out any plane. We could take out any missile. We could vaporize somebody sitting in a chair. We've got sub-foot accuracy through our GPS coordination in the satellite. So it's all...
I know all about it, yeah. The weapons
penetrating...
that we have are so beyond the pale of the knowledge of the regular public. I literally was told this in 94 by a general underground when I was in Falcon Air Force Base. He said, we can have two men in an underground bunker in Westminster, Colorado, press a button, and everyone in China dies within seconds without launching one missile or shooting one bullet.
Yep, but that ground-penetrating radar you were speaking of in Hell Staff, though, they could vaporize somebody in a bunker underground 400 meters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there is no secrecy. There is no privacy. And what they've got... 30 years ago, we're just beginning to understand. I'm scared to think of what weapons they have that we don't know about.
Well, I can give you a list, and this will be for the public record. We have nuclear missiles in space. We can blow the shields and hit a target with a 50-megaton warhead within 10 square yards anywhere on Earth in 90 seconds or less. We have gamma neutron lasers that can explode a neutron bomb in space and focus a coherent gamma ray beam to ground and scan the city and kill everyone in it. As you mentioned, we have directed energy laser weapons. We have microwave weapons that can hit targets on Earth or can be shoulder launched or space launched. We have C3 plasma cannons that can actually hit an object with energized plasma magnetic bottles that can vaporize a target at 11 million degrees. We've got ELF weapons that can disorient people miles away. We have directed energy weapons that can disrupt your DNA and make your cells go through programmed apoptosis, which is programmed. All of these things.
I wanted to ask one other question. They were just starting to work on it when I left White Sands back in 94 and 95. What is the possibility of them having light infantry rail guns at this point?
They already have them.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Down guns, which we're already doing over there. We've got microwave weapons that can disrupt people.
Yeah, I've seen the tanks being spoke of with the microwave weapons.
We've got microwave weapons. In fact, I happen to be one of the doctors on the project taking care of employees who are working on directed energy weapons that can disrupt your DNA right through the side of a mountain that can cause your cells to start going through what's called apoptosis. It releases your lysosomes and peroxisomes, so your cells start to digest themselves within minutes. You get nauseated, turn blind, start vomiting, bleed to death.
Do you have these listed on a website anywhere?
No, I don't, not yet. But the thing is, I'm just telling you that these are facts. I was their doctor. I took care of employees when we had accidents.
I worked on White Sands where a lot of this stuff was tested and proven, so I don't doubt you in the least.
Oh, yeah, these are real. And I can tell you the technology. If you want to know the specific technical details, I know how they were made because I have a technical background before I went into medicine.
Well, I was wondering one thing, and you've already stated part of what I was wondering. Is an EMP going to help against any of this?
Well, they have Atmel Corporation, and you can check this out, in Colorado Springs, is one of the main facilities making EMP-proof weapons. It's called a ferromagnetic chip. It's classified. And this ferromagnetic chip prevents our material, whether it's tanks or Bradley fighting machines or jets, from falling from the sky, because we're not the only country that has EMP-directed weapons. China has them, France has them, Russia has them, and Britain has them. And so do the Canadians. And they can knock things out of the sky by hitting them with EMP pulse weapons, and there's battlefield EMP that can knock people right to the ground, okay? And jets and electronics. But we have been trying to catch up, but we don't have all of our weaponry converted over, not by any long shot. So we're not prepared for any kind of situation where we really get ourselves in what I call a tar baby situation, like attacking Korea or Iran.
That would be the
EMP Y2K. Right. We don't have, for example, we use up 85% of our smart bombs just in the first 30 days of the conflict over Baghdad in 2003. And it takes a lead time of a year and a half to 2 years to replace those. So if you ever got a multi-point contact conflict, say Korea and Iran at the same time, you're done because you don't have the conventional forces to counteract them.
Okay. Are you planning on putting this up on a website? I know you said you're building another website.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will make any information that they want. If they can go check out specific places and details. I'll tell them I've got lots of stuff.
Well, I hope you'll become a regular on RBN. And,
well, I want to release this information because it better get out before all hell breaks loose. And literally, this year, 2005, I think, considering that Patriot Act 2 is already done and they're talking about Patriot Act 3, it's not patriotism. It's providing advanced technologies to receive and intercept operational terrorism. It has nothing to do with patriotism.
Nope. Okay, well, thank you for your information and all your diligent work. Take care and God bless.
God
Thanks,
bless.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's try and squeeze everybody in here in the last 20 minutes here, Doc. We got Joanna from Texas. Hey, Joanna.
Hello.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. Ask your question.
All right. Thank you for putting me on the show. And I really, seriously pray that Craig will bless you and keep you and protect you.
I need lots of prayer.
Dr. William Deagle. And I pray that our people, that through your speaking, many more people will open their hearts and their minds to the truth. You know, this wouldn't be such an issue of believing or disbelieving if the ministers would do their job. Because instead of asking for money, they need to be telling people the truth, which they have not been doing.
Right. I'm very concerned because I think that the church is asleep under a very deep anesthetic called a 501c3 anesthetic.
I was just going to say that.
The 501c3 anesthetic is more powerful than any drug I know that can put your mind and your spirit to sleep.
Yep.
Well, they're also preaching this rapture theory.
Yeah, and the rapture theory I consider out of the pit of Hades itself.
That's right. It's a lie. And so people have a sense of false security. So they're relaxing because they think they're not going to be here if and when this ever should happen.
Well, they know it's going to happen.
And that's a lot of people are in denial.
Even ones that I know that are in the military that believe in the rapture know it's going to happen. They just think they're going to be gone. But I don't see why our Christian brand in America or Canada or anywhere else think they're any better than the Roman Christians or the Christians in the First World War or the Christians in any other time when thousands or millions of Christians died. I don't know why we expect that we're so much better than anybody else.
Well, that's the point. The whole Bible is filled with evidence that that's not going to happen because it never has happened before. Our Creator has always rescued His people.
Right.
People
not only that,
take Him seriously.
God cares for us, but
that's
in
right.
an eternal perspective. So
that's
therefore,
right.
if we just happen to die, that's temporary.
That's right.
It's better that we stay alive and our blood serve as a
That's
witness
right.
to save thousands of others than they spend eternal hell
That's
in
right.
a place where they don't want to go. And believe me, having resuscitated lots of people and lots of health providers will tell you this, heaven and hell are more real than the table in front of you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And the thing is, people need to realize that Revelation is very serious and the Creator's word will be brought to pass. And when He spoke of the devil's mark, name, or number being given to people in their right hand or their foreheads, the computer chip is just one last step towards that.
Yeah, this is not a credit card in your hand. You're precisely right. This is a baby step.
Right.
A baby step to the mark of the beast. And I can tell you that that supercomputer array at Falcon Air Force Base, now called Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado, most secure military place on the planet, that array is in control of the world ID card, which I was already shown. That base is the center node for the entire system for the planet.
Well, the thing is, people need to realize that the prophecy does say very clearly, and the third angel, this is chapter 14 in Revelation, the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark or name or number in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath, which is poured out without mixture. That means it's the strongest possible mixture, into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, Creator Almighty, who manifested himself in the flesh. I really believe you're a true brother, and I will be praying
Amen.
For you.
Amen. I need your prayer, and I want to pray for you and everyone who's going to wake up now, and their spirit wakes up, because I believe, and I'm a believer, the only reason why I can speak this way is because I have the Spirit of the living God in me, saying, I need to pluck my brother out of the fire.
That's right.
That I see coming. I need to pluck my sister. I need to be willing to die.
That's right.
And I have the technical and the medical background, and I've been on the inside. On the inside of the bowels of this beast, which is now rising up, ready to swallow up my nation, America, and all the nations of the earth, and they're going to use America to belittle and to destroy and to crush every other nation that won't submit to not only a national ID in America, but in Canada, Australia, New Zealand,
right.
And then link it with world currency. They have a plan to get rid of the euro and the Amero, which will take over the American and currency. They're already harmonizing the American social services system with 32 nations because they want to have a North and South American currency called the Amero by 2014 at the latest. It could be quicker. They want to amalgamate the euro and the Amero with the Phoenix, the world currency, a mark in your right hand or your forehead, and I've already seen the documents.
Well, we got a lot of other calls to get to. Joanna, you want to just finish up real quick?
Well, yes. There are two things. The Creator says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Not raptured. We have to endure this tribulation together. We have to unite. And he also says that when people lay down their life, there is no greater love.
Right. And we have to pray for our persecutors because many of them are going to turn. And I see a big blue machine. That big blue machine is going to have little seeds in it. And those seeds sometimes are people that you think are your persecutors.
That's true.
And they're going to turn and say, you know what? Enough's enough.
That's right.
I realize that I'm going to die. They're going to think in their own mind. Or my daughter or my wife is going to die. If I don't step in and do something, and even if I die, at least I know that I'm not going to live a dishonorable death.
You'll be rewarded. We'll all be rewarded. If we take our stand, we're not supposed to be afraid. We're supposed to wait upon the Creator, trust in him, and obey. And that means lay down our lives for our friends and for our enemies, like you said, because they need our prayers and our help
Absolutely.
To wake up. Do you have any way to keep in contact with people?
Well, I'm going to I give you my website, which is my nutritional and functional medicine website where I put articles like on DU. It's called Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I,
uh-huh.
N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. And in the future, when I set this up in the next number of months, the website will be called Clay, C-L-A-Y, A-N-D, Iron, I-R-O-N, .com. Clay, C-L-A-Y, A-N-D, iron.com. It's not active now, but I have the URL, and I will be posting information on that website.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
All right. We got Professor from Georgia. Hey, Professor. Thanks all.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
We certainly can.
All right. Dr. Deagle, you're a brave man. God bless you. And you too, Robbie. You know, I've been a big fan of yours for years.
Thanks,
look, Dr. Deagle, explain first why clay and iron, please.
Why clay and iron?
Yes.
Well, I come from the perspective of a Christian believer, Messianic Christian, but, and I'm going to say this qualified so people will understand, we're all Americans. Whether you're an agnostic, you're a Baha'i, you're a Jew, or whatever you are, we're all Americans and all of our civil liberties are going. And what we have to understand is that, and I heard this the other day on Alex Jones' show, you know, the left is laughing when the right loses the rights, and the right laughs when the left loses the rights. But we're all losing our First and Second, et cetera, amendments.
Yep.
And what I'm really concerned about from my perspective is called clay and iron, because It's like the statue of Nebuchadnezzar in the dream, Daniel chapter 2, if you're a believer. It says, and I saw stone cut out without hands that struck the statue on the toes made of clay and iron. And it was broken into pieces and blown away. And that stone that was cut out without hands grew to be a great mountain. Well, that mountain has to be in people's hearts because they can cut out the Constitution. They can excise those stones from the law schools where it says, you know, in God we trust over all the law schools that have got our now criminal Supreme Court and all of their other minions. They can cut that out, but they can't cut it out of people's hearts when they saw the dream of what it was to be an American and to believe in a nation where the rights of the individual were superseded the right of the majority. We are a republic. We are not a democracy.
I had a vision about the iron, kingdom of iron and clay, and I saw into it and the insight, and I even met different heads. It was pretty unbelievable, but yet...
Now, sorry, brother. We got this little thing called a break, but appreciate the call, my friend.
God bless.
We're going to squeeze in the last two callers, Tim and Annie from Michigan.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends. For the past 2 hours, we've been speaking with Dr. Bill Deagle. Interesting, to say the least, and I can guarantee you this will not be his last visit to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'd love to have you back whenever, Doc.
I am at your disposal and available anytime. We have very little time left to speak because liberty is at serious risk, and I can smell the sulfur breath of the dragon at our necks.
Well, thanks for putting it so eloquently. Let's squeeze in the last two callers here. Tim from Missouri. Hey, Tim.
Hi. I've only been able to catch a little bit of the program today. I heard you speak earlier about treating some of the folks that were at the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and I wondered if any of them had spoken about what the real motive was for taking out that building.
Oh, yes. This gentleman that I actually treated, what I did is I did the exit exam, which is the examination after they came back from examining the debris of the building, all five members. And the one that gave me all the information told me that specifically he was told that the FBI and ATF agents put the C4 pineapples and the micronuclear weapons in the building, and that they brought the building down specifically to bring in martial law and to pass the security bills that they were planning that they had failed a year or so before.
Well, I had heard that the Gulf War I veterans' medical records were stored in that building, and that one of the primary reasons for destroying the building was to destroy all of those medical records so that the real reason or the real cause of the Gulf War illness couldn't be brought to light if they investigated the medical records.
I hadn't heard about the medical records from the Gulf War, but what he did tell me is that the records that were in the building were all the records of Agent Orange Nashley were brought months before from everywhere, all the repositories to that building.
So there might very well be something then to the...
Oh, yeah, there may well be other records. If you want to get rid of something, what they did is they'd often stick the records, say, in a building or a place, and then get rid of the building or place, and then all the records are gone. Say, oh, geez, too bad, we don't have records about Agent Orange or... And we know now there were five candidates for the Gulf War syndrome. Okay?
Right.
The very top one we know now is depleted uranium. But the next one was they actually relabeled, believe it or not, from the department of that was making the vaccine at the University of Michigan. They relabeled vaccine that was 20 years old and gave it to our troops without testing it on animals even.
Right.
They are also exposing them to massive amounts of things to kill the leishmaniasis parasite around the campsites. And they're giving them experimental vaccines. And the drugs that they're using, which is a long-acting thing called TUPAM, was not even tested properly on gerbils, and they were giving it to our troops. So many of these things were done so quickly that they made our guys toxic. And they overwhelmed their immune system, so they didn't have a proper response. But the number one candidate is depleted uranium. And it's easy to measure it. You can go and measure the isotopes in their stool if you give them a proper challenge with intravenous DMPS
right.
or DMSA capsules or other detoxifying agents. You can actually give it and pull it out and see it in their bile in their stool. And you can do a radioisotope analysis. And I'm going to post an article on my NutriMedical.com website on exactly which labs to use to measure that.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Sorry, we just ran out of time. Dr. Deagle? You're a scholar and a gentleman, sir. Thank you for the 2 hours.
Thanks very much, Robbie. You're an awesome broadcaster, and I really appreciate the network. I hope everybody studies to be approved, prays, and then takes action. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Dr. William Deagle. Well, guess what? We get to do it all again tomorrow. Till then, see you back. We must take America back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.